In my goal to read more nonfiction books, I picked up You're Not Listening, What You're Missing, and Why It Matters by Kate Murphy. I admit I can't remember who recommended this book. I probably wasn't listening. But reading it is a great opportunity to learn how to become a better listener. And who doesn't want that? I'm Lucy Petter. Welcome to today's Likely Stories. I know I felt that sometimes no one listens or hears what I'm really saying. We all have that in common. Murphy explains that listening and hearing are very different concepts and brain functions. Hearing is passive and listening is active. We have to be curious to listen. It's impossible to be a truly good listener all the time, but it's achievable to be a better listener some of the time. I found this book interesting and full of approachable information. Listening is a skill we all need to learn and practice. This book can be our tool. For me, Murphy's book helped me realize that often I am thinking of how I will respond even though the speaker is still talking, or I assume I know what a person will say about a topic before they're actually done talking about it. This book points out that we all do that. It's human. Murphy explains how making assumptions based on sex, race, political party, age, economic status, or really any factor kills listening. Often we all go into hearing Charlie Brown adult voices instead of the speaker's actual voice. When responding to a speaker, Murphy points out that it's okay to say, "I don't know what to say," or "I have to think about that." I'm conditioned to try to fix things quickly, the mom and the teacher in me, so this is a good lesson for me. It is okay to not speak at all. In fact, it's better to think about our responses before we automatically give one. This book also reinforces that we can't listen sometimes, and we all need to be understanding of that. Murphy acknowledges that listening to opposing views is difficult. She suggests that instead of talking over each other, we try to listen for evidence that we may be wrong. This is a way to truly become secure in our convictions. Overall, Murphy's book explains how listening is essential for better relationships. It can benefit us all to become better listeners. I feel we do a lot of showing and telling these days when we need to do more listening. I know my grandkids dread to see me take out my phone because they know I can't listen to them if I'm using my phone. Kate Murphy's You're Not Listening, What You're Missing, and Why It Matters is a book I have read and recently reread. It's one you can revisit a few chapters or the whole text. I hope you'll give it a read or even a listen soon. It's worth your time.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. Find this and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.